New electrocatalyst uses 99% less platinum than conventional designs. Platinum is used as the catalyst in electrolyzers that store electric energy as chemical compounds, and it also plays an important role in fuel cells, catalytic converters and many chemical processes used in industry. A group of Aalto University researchers led by professors Tanya Kallio and Kari Liesonen has developed a manufacturing method for electrocatalysts that only uses 1/100th of the amount of platinum generally used in commercial products. Platinum is a very expensive metal and it is therefore one of the bottlenecks hindering the growth of renewable energy. The activity achieved using the new material is similar to that of commercial electrocatalysts. The method is based on the special characteristics of carbon nanotubes. When platinum is electro-deposited on the surface of carbon nanotubes, it forms particles consisting of a couple of atoms. On other materials, such as graphene, platinum forms larger nanoparticles, Kallio explained. We believe this is because the carbon atoms of the curved surface are in a strained state, which makes them prone to stabilizing platinum on the surface of the nanotube, she continued. This ensures that the platinum atoms form small and catalytically active particles. Our modeling showed that the more strained the carbon bonds are, the better the stabilization of the platinum. Smaller tubes are more curved, which makes the strain greater, so the diameter of the nanotubes is also important. The researchers also emphasized that so far the functionality of the new electrocatalyst has only been proven in laboratory conditions. Electrolyzers store electrical energy in the form of hydrogen bond energy. In practice, this mechanism is used to store fluctuating energy, such as wind energy, and balance the difference between demand and production. Since the electrocatalyst accounts for approximately 1/3 of the price of an electrolyzer, reducing the amount of platinum needed would make the process significantly less expensive. In addition to the price of platinum, the availability of the metal is also a problem, said Kallio. Platinum is on the EU list of critical raw materials, which means that its use is problematic either due to its scarceness or due to geopolitical problems. This is why the EU is aiming to reduce the use of platinum. In small-scale conditions and at room temperature, the electrocatalyst is stable and usable for a long time. The next step is to increase the scale of production and test the functionality of the electrocatalyst in practical applications, which are often carried out at a higher temperature. The research results are published in the scientific journal ACS Catalysis. For more catalytic news, find out how a tiny squeeze boosts performance of platinum catalysts. Source: Aalto University.